You're listening to SBS News.
Solar power continues to be one of the most popular forms of renewable energy in Australia. According to the Australian Photovoltaic Institute, there were almost 2 million solar power installations across the country as of September 2018. Residents with solar panels on their roofs can provide clean energy to the grid and receive discounted energy bills. But those benefits aren't available to all Australians. Nikki Ison is the founding director of the Community Power Agency. She says a large section of Australian residents are prevented from accessing solar power.
Renters and people who live in apartments and low-income households face significant intractable market barriers, split incentives and others.
One of those barriers is the significant upfront cost of installing solar panels for low-income households, preventing them from receiving rebates that could help lower their cost of living. Residents who don't own their own home or live in an apartment block can't install panels on their buildings without the cooperation of their landlord or body corporate. Thuy Linh Nguyen from the Voices for Power campaign says many households in her Vietnamese community feel locked out of the market.
So many people in Western Sydney rent. It is a very, very high proportion. And also a lot of people in Southwest Sydney, where my community is from, the Vietnamese community, they are in rental stress. So there's added sort of this cost of living issues.
The Voices for Power campaign is run by the Sydney Alliance, which represents unions, charities, faith groups and migrant communities. Among the commitments they're seeking from politicians includes funding for a community solar garden trial in Western Sydney. The concept of a solar garden was developed in the United States. It's made up of an array of solar panels built near a community hub and connected to feed into the electricity grid. Ms. Ison says residents who can't put solar on their own roof will be able to purchase a share of those solar panels. They would then be able to access a feed-in tariff for their bills so they can enjoy the benefits of owning solar panels.
I can purchase a share or subscribe to a share in that solar array. It could be, say, 5 kilowatts. And then I sign up with an electricity retailer and they credit the electricity generated from my 5 kilowatts in that shared solar array on my electricity bill. So it's like putting solar on your own roof for those who can't put solar on their own roof.
There have been several feasibility studies into the viability of solar gardens in Australia, but so far there's been reluctance from governments to invest in the technology. Ms. Nguyen says a pilot project in Western Sydney could lead to more solar gardens being developed around Australia.
New technologies need investment. They need, it's a risk of course, but risks often, they can pay off. So a pilot is something that's small to see whether it works. Like, how do we know it works without giving it a try? So that's what our pitch has been to both sides, is that, you know, we just need to get one off the ground, see whether it works or not.
The push for a solar garden is part of a broader campaign by the Sydney Alliance to encourage access to clean energy in migrant communities. Organiser Asha Ramzan says these communities are often overlooked when it comes to discussions on climate change.
People who are from migrant backgrounds do care about the environment. The way that they express it, though, the politicians and the leaders in this society need to hear it from their language base, from their understanding of the environment.
Ms. Nguyen says the energy sector needs to offer better in-language customer support to ensure households from all backgrounds can get the best deals possible.
The energy system is already so complex. Added to that, the language barrier makes it very hard for families like Vietnamese families whose parents can't speak English very well to advocate or to negotiate with energy companies to lower their bills or really understand what their bills are made up of.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.